Vanderbilt University has settled a long-running lawsuit so it can rename Confederate Memorial Hall. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports the school will pay $1.2 million to the United Daughters of the Confederacy, which is considered present-day value of the original $50,000 donation more than 80 years ago.
Vanderbilt tried to rename the residence hall in 2002, but the Daughters of the Confederacy sued, arguing breach of contract. The Tennessee Court of Appeals ruled that Vanderbilt could only drop the name if it paid back the money. At the time, the school said it didn't want to enrich a group that didn't share its values. But Chancellor Nick Zeppo says that's no longer a reason to hold back, saying he sees the further promotion of campus diversity as a more lofty purpose. Anonymous donors also put up the money for the renaming.
As our university and nation evolve, we are hardly ever perfect, and the solutions are hardly ever perfect.
Vanderbilt is one of several universities trying to rid its campus of Confederate memorials. MTSU is in the midst of renaming its ROTC building, named after General Nathan Bedford Forrest. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.